Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
everyone to Blog Talk Radio. It is May 30th, one more day of this week, this month, 2017. We have a great show lined up with Dr. Lalin and our guest from Canada. And we welcome you tonight. And because we got a little late, I'm going to go ahead and let you come on in, Dr. Lalin. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I know when thousands of people across America woke up this morning and said, is the three-day weekend over with? And the answer is yes, the three-day weekend is over with. But and school is out for many. And so I got a co-host with me this evening. My granddaughter, Kalea, she's going to say hello to everyone.
Hi.
And she's been hanging out with me for a couple of days over the holiday, and it's just been amazing. And we're going to talk about an experience that we had. My family got together for Memorial Day weekend. I got nieces and nephews in from all over everywhere. And we went to the hotel, and I got an email from one of the doctors that uses DeSoling. We had retrofitted her office, one of the wellness practitioners. We had retrofitted her office with DeSoling, and she's had the tubes since 2011. So So she's been really happy with how it has balanced the harmonics in her office and her savings. But this is what she discovered. She has a north window in her office, and she has a relay in her electric panel. And she discovered that the mirrors that were in her treatment rooms were also picking up the solely from the relay and the electrical sockets in the walls that the mirrors were on. And so she just got divine inspiration. And she said, I wonder if this mirror is picking up this solely north frequency. Because the north frequency is so amazing. The energy of the sun coming from magnetic north helps to balance the body. I mean, it just helps to relax and reset you, so to speak. And so she said she was inspired to have clients that were in those therapy rooms just stand in front of the mirror, open up their hands and point it to the mirror to see if they would balance. To her surprise, to her chagrin, as some would say, she found out that, in fact, those mirrors were picking up that energy from the windows, from the solely relaying through the electrical system in her office. And sure enough, it was balancing the people, rebalancing them. And so she started giving them 3 minutes of, like, solar energy before she would do the treatment. And the results have been off the chart, blown away, astounding. She was saying, you know, if you don't have a north window, but you have a mirror on a north wall, it will mimic north, just the energetics in the building. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Now, I stopped in to see her maybe a month ago, and she is in her late 70s, and I'm telling you, didn't look an hour over 45. Skin was so radiant, so amazing. Her face, she was so toned, and she was so amazed that I was just astounded. I kept saying, I can't believe how fabulous she looked. I can't believe how fabulous she looked. So here, Kalea and I were in the hotel, and Kalea, we had two solis. And I want you to tell them, you remember what the numbers were? So anytime we go to a hotel, I have to plug filters in because I cannot tolerate high microsurge. So tell them what you did, Kalea.
Well, there was two solis, so I thought, let's check the numbers. So we checked the numbers, and there was like 500, and then we put one soli on the mirror. I put one soli on the mirror, and then it went down to 97.
Yes, well, actually, while she was putting soli on the mirror, I was plugging in an alpha filter to the wall behind the bed. But it was amazing. Before she plugged the soli in, the alpha had brought it down to maybe about 176. And by the time she plugged the soli in the mirror, it was down in the 90s. And then she plugged another soli on the west window. And it went all the way down to 28. So we were amazed at how Soli really enhances these filtration systems and the tubes. And it's incredible. But before we put the Soli on the mirror, we had both Solis on the west window because there was only one window in the room. And we tested Wi-Fi mitigation because I was going to put a Q1 on the alpha. We tested the Wi-Fi mitigation, and with just solely on the west windows and no Q1 on the alpha, we had no mitigation for the Wi-Fi. So as soon as I said, put this solely on the mirror and let me see what she will do from the north. And I said, I'm going to test you again. And tell them what happened, Kalea.
Well, she tested me, and I was strong.
She was rock solid. And we both said, what? We were blown away. But the real blow away came this morning. Okay, so the mirror approximated the bed that I was in. It was about maybe 4 feet away from my head. And, of course, I sleep with my head at the foot of the bed. So I was, I got up around 4:30 this morning. I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I decided to exercise because we were in the swimming pool late last night. We were there swimming for about an hour because Kalea is an expert. And so I wanted to get in there and really exercise my legs, exercise my full body, and get ready for this summer marathon campaign that we got coming up. And so it was really tremendous. So we have been out there exercising. Kalea has been out there showing me how she can swim underwater. You know, I made like a little bridge and she swam down, you know, at the bottom of the pool in and came in between my ankles and came up. And she was more like a dolphin in the water. I'm trying to exercise and she's flipping all around me. She can swim. I tell you what, she's a great swimmer. And so we decided to get up. We had been exercising, so here I am in front of this Soli, and I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling wide awake. I'm feeling productive. So I went back to bed and just kind of napped for about an hour and got back up at about 5:30. I said, oh, I got so much work to do. Let me get on this computer and start hitting all this stuff I got to do. Because we're having a big training in Washington, D.C. next week, 4-day training for environmental health physics practitioner. Those of you, it's not too late to get in, but you got to get in by Friday. So if you want to get in, you can call me at 800-615-0456. Again, that's 800-615-0456. We're training in Washington, D.C. with a number of professors who are going to be auditing the class, getting us ready for this online learning and this collaboration with all these universities that are coming together to offer the class and to help us to launch this industry. So anyway, I'm up and I'm busy and I'm working. And then all of a sudden, I went, the day came, the daylight came up, the sun came up, and I got up and I went to the restroom. And I came out and looked in the mirror while I was washing my hands, and I didn't recognize this face that was in front of the mirror. I'm like, my God, what has happened to me? My skin was so amazing. My face looked so incredible. My skin looked so incredible. I'm like, I can't believe this. So I'm making so much noise, so Claire wakes up, and she's got this silicone doll baby. If you've never seen a silicone doll baby, I'm telling you to brace yourself before you see one because they look lifelike. So she's up playing with this doll, and I started playing with her with this doll. And we decided to take a picture so her parents could see that we were having great fun with this doll so early in the morning. When I looked at the picture, I started hollering, wow! This is incredible. I'm going to have to text this picture to everybody. I sent it out in a group text. Somebody may have been on the line, may have already seen it. But it came out so incredible, I did not recognize myself. And none of my friends could believe it was me. I had one friend that thought it was a throwback picture to when Kalea was born. Because she saw the newborn baby. And she saw me, and she just figured that, you know, I had found a photograph of us, and I had to tell her, no, that doll was, that baby in my arms was a doll baby, even though it looked real, and that it was me today. Nobody could believe this picture was taken this morning. Everybody has been pinging, blowing my phone up, asking me, well, what is the skincare secret? What is this water system? And I'm telling you, between bathing with the oxygenated water and then sleeping in front of this mirror with a Soli on it, and having it nurture my body with this North energy, I am totally blown away. And so I thank Kalea because it's called Dr. Betts Protocol. She is so highly innovative with the technology. But the inspiration God gave her about using the solis with the mirrors is just highly revolutionary and revelationary. You know, there is such a word. But it's amazing that a mirror on the north wall will pick up the frequency, the energetics of that room, and the soli will broaden that mirror. Isn't that something? So, we have a special guest. Is Gagan on the line?
I am on the line.
Wonderful. I'm telling you, we were down in Charlotte, North Carolina, hanging out with this anointed man of God. And Gagan, I'm going to just let you tell the story because what has happened with this young woman down there in about 10 days is nothing but another manifestation of heaven coming to earth and God's great intention of mercy through this technology and the hope that it's bringing for the world. Tell a story, Gagan.
Well, good evening, everybody. So, and I think she's on the line, the mother, Kendra Jeffers. She has a daughter. We met her. She's involved. Her daughter has a rare form of seizures and epilepsy. And she's like one of the – her condition is so severe that she's probably one of the only – people in the country with this condition. Well, the mother has been using the CBD oil to help her because no drugs, nothing has been able to help this child. The child is bedridden. And I wanted to see if the nanos and the soli technology can help. So Dr. A was in town about a week or so ago, and so I arranged a meeting. And she came and she met Allie. Allie is her name. And I did the test to determine how many nanos she needed using the mother as a surrogate. And we determined that she needed 2 nanos, and we found out where the placement should be. And the daughter, Allie is in constant movement. She's never still. She's always having some type of seizure. And immediately once we put the nanos on her feet, she began to get quiet down. And Doc put a soli in the window. And she also did something to the bed, the electrical bed that she was in. She began, according to her mother, she was quiet for the first time in a very, very long time. So that's amazing in itself. And I don't know if Kendra's on the line.
I am.
Hi. So, Kendra, tell a little bit about your daughter, Allie, and tell a little bit about what she's been experiencing since we have put the nanos in the room and connected the nanos to her and put the soli in the window.
Okay, awesome. Well, good evening, everyone. Hey, Dr. A.
I've been talking about you for 10 days.
Well, we are definitely still extremely excited over here. Allie has a rare genetic disorder. It's called Unverricht Lundborg disease. She is the only one in the United States with her particular type of Unverricht Lundborg disease. It deteriorates the central nervous system, so the powerhouse directing all the signals from her brain to her body is deteriorating, which causes a form of myoclonus or a seizure that at this point in stage of disease is constant. The week before placement, Alexandra was seizing or went back into a seizure loop that did consistently continue for 24 hours, 7 days a week. We had a couple of breaks during that. Sometimes the pharmaceuticals help us. And with the administering in a very good form of CBD oil, we began to kind of see a break in those seizures. But even with all the wonderful nutrients, it didn't give us enough to stop it. I do know that it's written that this is a progressive degenerating disorder, but we have spoken about God in this show, and I know that He is a healer. With that faith, we met wonderful Leslie and Gagan, and were introduced to Dr. A in the Nano System. And excuse me, as Gagan said earlier, almost immediately with placement, Alice's body began to be still. She has many types of seizures, so just this one particular one that shakes her full body began to calm. Normally, with pharmaceuticals, we are only able to achieve that at times. It used to be all the time, but with progression now, it's just at times. So to see that happen to her was absolutely miraculous. Because she's never still. I sleep with her in the bed. We shake all night because of constant movement. And then there are larger seizure activities that happen at night also. Since placement, and we call them awakening seizures because they wake you out of your sleep. Allie has those and has always had them. They began onsetting consistently within the last year to year and a half. So she never receives full REM sleep or oftentimes a full night sleep or 8 hours of duration of sleep. With the placement, her body began to calm. She began to slowly drift to sleep. And Allie slept for 16 hours. And
wow.
It was wonderful to hear her snore. It was wonderful, you know, like to see her move herself while she was sleeping, but purposeful movement where she could control it. And then when she woke the next day, her speech, which had begun to diminish and very hard to understand, Allie, she was very clear. And so to hear my child speak and be able to clearly understand her say, "Good morning," was absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
She's still, as of today, still not having these awakening seizures since placement. We still have a little activity at night.
Right.
Some things that we can kind of, we're not using emergency medicine though, which is awesome. With the storm set, and I'm glad we are talking because I wanted to ask a question. With the onset of the recent storms and not having the wonderful sunlight come into the room, we saw an increase of seizures. And with the change of barometric pressure and all the different things going on in the environment, Allie's seizure activity picked up so much that she began to go back into that 24-hour cycle. But since the weather has broken, our cycle is diminishing in time and in strength, which is very important because with the strength of these myoclonic activities, she can very likely come off of the bed, or it could be so strong of a pressure in her chest area that it causes constriction and she's unable to breathe. So even with the onset of the seizures coming back, we didn't have those worst points of activity with the nano placement because I haven't taken it off of her. I know. When we did her nano testing, we had an hour length to leave it on, but I haven't taken them off of her. They remained on, and she is even coming through this last seizure bout, which is was 72 hours, she's just as bright-eyed and bushy-tailed right now. And normally that doesn't happen. They completely wipe her out, and she's unable to speak, and she's usually lethargic and unable to eat and just unable to understand her. But she's not that way. So even to see her be able to rebound is a miracle for me, because I don't get to see that often.
Wow. Well, that is amazing. And I believe that as time goes on, you're going to begin to see more progress. We had another case of a woman, young woman, who was having the seizures in the D.C. area. And we know that it took gradual time for her condition to turn around, and it has turned around. So, Doc,
yes.
One thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, I didn't realize I had muted myself. I'm in this car shouting and, you know, tears in my eyes. You need to understand, when we left your house, the auditor, we have a woman that's auditing these homes and auditing, she and I cried and prayed for at least an hour, hour and a half. We were overwhelmed at your story and your journey with your daughter, because from the age of 6, this thing hit her like a tornado.
Yes.
And it put a whirlwind in your world. And, you know, how do you, it's like living in the eye of a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
The sacrifices. Because people to the listening audience, you know, this is a beautiful young lady. I mean, she could be Debbie Allen's twin, Debbie Allen from Broadway. This is her identical twin. Her daughter is so beautiful. You know, she's kind of a mix between a Whitney Houston and, let's see, who else? really, really profound eyebrows. And Whitney Houston just comes to mind because she's cinnamon. She's got beautiful eyes. It's a beautiful person. And to see this journey and to hear this journey, I was so overwhelmed. And when we because of the sensitivity of her seizures, we didn't want to go overboard. So because we have people who give into this project, we were able to give her a grant and give her technology. And we, and Gagan directed us, you know, that her body needed really low gentle frequencies. So we put a bed blocker in. It's a new technology that we have that helps to bring down the vibration in the bed. And we're out of filters, but I have a couple filters that just came in. I'm going to send her away. And we put the Soli in the window. Oh. We wanted to put the Soli closest to her, so it's actually in the south window. Mm-hmm. But now what we understand, I mean, we wanted to see what Soli would do for her, just with that low frequency, because south frequency is a low frequency from those window panes. And what we saw with her was miraculous. And I wanted to give her a trial, because when Gagan measured her, she measured that she should have the nanos on her right leg, and she should have
them
on about 4 hours a day. Am I correct?
Yes.
And so for mommy, it's just balanced energy. But for her, this is what is amazing. 100% of all of our bed children that are bed bound, that are having these continual, perpetual seizures, it's like within 1 week, they start stabilizing, their language starts stabilizing, and it gets more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Satara, I went to see Satara, the other one, another one of the young women that Gagan evaluated. When she first got her home done, she was so tiny. even though she was 21 years old, she was had the statue of a 10-year-old. She was nonverbal. Yeah. You know, she was babbling. She couldn't dialogue with you. She was, you know, just she could stand, but she didn't have a lot of strength in her pelvic girdle. Well, let me just say this. When they stood her up, you know, to put her clothes on or whatever, she didn't have the endurance to tolerate being stood, you know, for various activities. But if you would see Satira today, that was one of the first things in about 10 days. She started to talk. And in about 6 months, she was dialoguing and having conversation and retaining information. Today, Satira is co-managing her plan of care. She's able to talk to her doctors how the medications and the treatments are affecting her. She's probably about 95% seizure-free, but her seizures do not debilitate her, just like your daughter. She has a seizure, she would be knocked out for hours or days or have to go to the hospital and be completely listless, lethargic, no energy, no movement. If you saw Satira today, you would be knocked flat on the ground. Satira has gained 22 pounds.
Wow.
Her body has gone from skin and bones to being, you know, you see the formation of maturation of a young woman that's 22 years old. Satira is co-advocating with her parents at the level of the state of Maryland.
Wow.
She's rendering her voice to this movement, and they are trying to get legislation to now put this technology in all the children's houses that have special needs. And so this is like so huge that, I mean, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes because I have never in my nursing career, my 41-year nursing career, I have never seen perpetual seizures, continuous seizures. And when I walked in and I saw your child, your daughter, seizing continuously,
yep,
I was like, Lord, have mercy on this, on you. Have mercy. And then you, like you had a PhD in neuromuscular pathophysiology, you gave us a presentation and an introduction to your daughter that is worthy of a global platform. I don't know how you can bring a live camera in your house, but people need to see your journey.
Yes, they do.
And so this, when I saw your journey, it hit me so hard because I know I used to work in the brain injury unit, and I used to see so many babies born with all kind of trauma issues that had no hope at all. And I was the nurse in the brain injury unit. And I held on to hope, and I got to see so many miracles. But when I saw the miracle of your daughter, those seizures began to stop. All of that spasming began to stop.
Yes.
Only thing you could do was just say, thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to experience a moment in time of watching your suffering, your daughter's suffering, because people don't understand. I had a dialogue with my son today. I said, son, you have to understand that as a young man, when you hurt, I hurt. As a mother, when your child hurts, you hurt. You might even hurt more as a father. When your child hurts, you hurt with that child. There is no separation of the heart.
No, there isn't.
That's
and right. You know the magnitude of the intensity. Girl, you are doing what's called skilled management of the plan of care. Honey, they need to give you a because nobody can articulate your daughter the way you articulate, the way you are documenting her journey. And we stood out in your living room, and we called on the mercy of God. We
yes.
called forth God's mercy and grace. We called him forth as the shepherd over your house, that he would guide us. And I was so humbled to be in the presence of the anointed one, Gagan Hunter, who is an awesome gift to the earth from God.
Yes.
And
yes.
his fiance, Miss Leslie, who is one
yes.
of the next top models.
Yes.
She's the next top model next to me. Because
go.
I got to send them a picture. Did I send you a picture of me this morning with that
you
dog?
You did.
Baby?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
I mean, could you
like
even believe that? I can't believe this solar. And now we try to do your daughter's bedroom with the lowest frequency for a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this kind of response in 10 days. I'm going to be back to North Carolina in a couple of weeks, and I'm coming back bringing her some stuff, bringing some stuff for your house.
Oh, thank
because you. Because we are going to put some north, Soli's in the north, and bring her frequency up to its vibration with the earth. If she could tolerate that little baby level that we gave her, it's amazing what she's going to be able to do.
Oh,
when we put
yes.
the insulators on the windows. You got me so excited that, you know, I am telling you, I'm overwhelmed. And Gagan, I just appreciate you being so merciful in loving the earth and loving humanity, because we are men and women of the Most High God, and I don't make any apologies for it.
That's
and I
right.
tell people that the Word of God decrees and declares that he puts angels on assignment to us.
Yes.
And I went to do the home of an attorney in Atlanta. His 84-year-old mother was sitting there, and she said, "Who is that person with you, Dr. Lally? My goodness, they're so tall." And I said, "Well, madam," I said, there's no one here with me." She said, "I'm not talking about a human. There's an angel standing over here."
Wow.
I'm like, "What?" She said, "There is a huge angel with a big wingspan." And I said, "You know, I've always told people I had a guardian angel named Fred." I said, "That must be who you're seeing, because I'm telling you to be on this journey with this technology and to be 10 years into this process. And we have people from Canada listening on the show tonight. I'm sure they may have questions. We have people from coast to coast, from Pittsburgh, from South Carolina, from North Carolina, from Atlanta, from Ohio. There are people listening in. And I'm telling you, your miracle is getting ready to run around the world. So I am so humbled that you are documenting and doing your own self-research, because I believe in God. In just a matter of days, we're going to have a research team from a university documenting the impact of this technology on you. And I told on your child, on your family. And so how are you feeling? Are you sleeping better? Have you noticed anything since you've had just a minimum of this technology in the bedroom?
I am sleeping very well now. I actually went into my room the other night to go to sleep, and then especially this morning, I promise you, it felt like I could feel my bed moving, right? Because I did not put the strip on my bed as Allie has on hers. So I came back in here and laid in the bed with Allie, and I didn't feel it. But it was so funny. I said, "I feel a vibration. I thought my phone was vibrating." And then I thought about it. I said, "Oh, I know what this is. But
yes.
That was.
I learned so much from these German geophysicists about vibration of electricity, because we didn't have anything, we didn't even address it
mm-hmm.
until I got to hanging out with these geophysicists from Germany that I met in Chicago, and they turned me on to some stuff, and then I spent a week with these electrophysicists from the space industry in Virginia. And they turned me on to some more stuff, and I said, well, let's just put one and one together and get two. And
mm-hmm.
when they taught me about the vibration of the bed, I was
mm-hmm.
totally blown away, because we have people who are diabetic coming off of their medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, you have no idea that the bed can be highly assaultive. And we did a training. Let's see. We did a training shortly after we left your house. We left your house and we drove up to Durham, and
mm-hmm.
we had 9 people that we were doing the balance coach training. That's our 2-hour training.
Yes.
And we had some people that we piped in from Atlanta, and this was what really blew me away. We had some technical difficulties, so we had to reschedule the people in Atlanta because we couldn't get their videos to come on. So I could see them. And so on Tuesday, we did their training. Now, this gentleman is a naturopath. He's been vegan he's 82 years old.
Wow.
He has been vegan for more than 55 years.
Wow.
His wife is 20 years younger than him. That's how much
mm-hmm.
game he has.
Go ahead.
Beautiful couple, 20 years younger, and she complained of constant headaches. In fact, she said that she had a sore area in the crown of her head.
Hmm.
And he shared with me that he was in congestive heart failure. I said, congestive heart failure? He said, it's the craziest thing, Dr. Lowe, because he said, I'm in congestive heart failure, but when they did a echocardiogram to look inside of the arteries, they said that they were totally clear. He said, I've been vegan over 50 years. I don't have any occlusion anywhere in my arteries, but I'm in congestive heart failure. So I know it has to be the environment. And one of the professors, he met one of the professors at the University of District of Columbia who told him about me. He said, and that's the reason why I had to take your training on balance to see where I was getting these imbalances. His wife shared that she had been sleeping with her head on the wall. Now she has massive headaches. She has a sore area in her head. And the doctors have done all kind of MRIs, CAT scans. They don't see anything. They don't feel anything. But she said, I cannot touch the crown of my head. It is that tender to touch. And so in balance testing, I said, you know, the purpose of this test, this training, is just really to teach you how to use the flat battery, the nanos, for a cell phone or for electronics. I said, but if you allow me, I want to deviate. I'll teach you the basic stuff, but I want to deviate just a little bit. I said, I want to test you in this room that you were in the den where they were, and we're going to simulate that this is your bedroom. So I had the wife test the husband first. Now, this is what blew me away. He could touch the wall with electric current and hold strong.
Wow.
I said, only people who are true vegans can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And drink a lot of water and lemon water at that, alkaline water and lemon water.
Right.
Then it was crazy. He could touch his cell phone, and he did not lose energy. I said, we have evaluated over 27,000 people testing them. And I said, we've only met about 48 people that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're like one in 1,000, one in 1,500. But when the wife touched the wall and she touched her cell phone, she fell totally down in the red zone. Her arm just dropped at the waist. And I said to him, I said, so it's water, it's electricity and other elements in your house that could be the problem. We had him hold his hand to the window. He knocked totally out. I
wow.
said, go to the nearest water source, your kitchen or your bathroom, and get me a glass of water. He came back with the water. I had her muscle test him. That water knocked him out.
Mm.
So we're learning something. We're seeing something. That glass is highly conductive of electromagnetic frequencies, because every patient that we have that has brain lesions or multiple sclerosis with brain lesions has been sleeping within 4 feet of a window.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, every heart patient whose house we have evaluated loses complete energy with water. And so when I went to Germany, I learned something that blew me away, that because the grounding apparatus of your electricity is attached to your to the incoming cold water line of the hot water, it puts static into the water. This core research is the research at Penn State in Harrisburg. Those scientists that have been studying water, the water engineers have been saying for almost 30 years that we're destructuring water. We're taking away the fortitude of water to be able to stimulate detoxing inside of the cell. And they said that's why cancer will increase 50%. Mm. Now, this was something that was happening in 2004 and 5 when I was teaching nursing, and we were talking about why is all these people getting cancer. And so when that gentleman, we had them to balance that water, he held strong. I'm telling you, when we had her take the water, take a little bit and put it in the sore place on the top of her head, she went from totally weak to totally strong. And I am so excited because I know that our whole house alkaline water system is a heaven-sent system that is going to fortify water for health and healing. And farmers say they use that water to clean the udders of the cow, and mastitis heals in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So this is new information. And people who have heart disease and sore spots in their head with pounding headaches has to get their head off the wall. And they need to put full home mitigators on their water system. So having said that, I want to thank you for being on the line tonight. This is amazing. This is a miracle. Girl, we got to get somebody to do the movie of your life. Your story has to be on somebody's media station, CNN. Sure. Somebody needs to do your story.
Well, you know, just one, you know, Doc, just to drop a little tidbit, you know, that glass is made from silicon, and silicon is is conductive. It conducts electricity.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's amazing because Harvard University, you know, it was thought that glass did not conduct. When Harvard came out with that study, yes, glass does conduct. And now that we see the power of conduction, because when we measured, when we did the measurement in your daughter's bedroom, there was a broadcast of almost 6 feet from that window into the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was just tremendous. So we have something to look forward to.
Yes, we have
to look forward to. And I thank you so much for your time. And I thank you so much for your willingness to be on the show tonight and share. And I just want to open up the line because this is such a rare experience to hear this story. Is anybody on the line tonight that has a question for Gagan and this mother? Anyone have a question for her? So unmute your line, press 1. And you can ask your question.
Everybody on the line is live.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I want to introduce you to the man that saw two miracles, Mr. Jonathan Hill, whose voice you just heard.
Okay.
And he is our archangel in residence who sponsors this radio show and has gotten out the voice and gotten out the testimonies. And we showcase Seizure Talk Radio because we, another one of Gagan's clients is in clinical trials, and the Nano is actually in clinical trials in New York City. And what is so amazing is that this young lady could not do math. Again, she had a language issue. She had a processing issue. And I saw her Sunday. I saw her 6 weeks after she started the Nano, and now I've seen her 18 months after she's been on the Nano. She doesn't even look the same. She happens to be a college student. She was able to do math, and her language skills just went off the chart in about 3 months of using the Nano. Her cognitive center, and she had the audacity to make the AB honor roll her last two semesters in school. And she never was on the AB honor roll ever in her life. So, if we have no one that has a question for you, let me just thank you, Gagan, for being on the show tonight, and thank you. You know, you are just a mother angel for your wisdom, your wit, your courage, your grace, the evolution of grace and mercy in your life. Because what you are archiving for us, I believe, is going to be lifted up in the world. And people are going to come. They already are forming, you know, at the university level to birth this industry. And we are so humbled and we're so grateful to have this opportunity to serve. So we're not through yet.
We're going to
bring our technology, and with the team, we are going to believe God to guide us and show us.
Yes.
And with you understanding everything about her and working with her doctor, because now insurance companies will pay for us to come out and do a home safety evaluation.
Mm.
It is a CPT code, and all insurance companies will pay for that. And for us to do a health risk assessment.
Awesome.
So, and they will also pay for environmental adaptation to manage diseases. So we need to get with our doctors, and so we can work with them. And they can do their forms that I will share with you that they can request your management of the plan of care for environmental adaptation. It's now a new emerging, a re-emerging protocol because we've had these codes for 35 years. We didn't use them. There are few doctors that use them in the United States. In Canada, they have 7 environmental health clinics. They're using them. Germany is using them. Russia is using them. Europe is using them. China. But there's been a slow movement to engage these codes But now we got a reason to engage these codes and move forward.
Yes,
and
you
thank
do.
Thank you for your time. And good night, everyone.
Good night.
I love you.
Good night.
Good night. Well, thank you for your time.
Good night.
All right.
Hey.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mario.
All right. Good night,
night everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Mr. Jonathan. Good night, Ron and Mario.
really do feel like going on,
feel like going on.